read a few verses. Allow God just to move this morning. Ask His Spirit to dwell richly in this place. Amen. Mark chapter number 9. I'll begin reading in verse number 1 this morning. It's good for us to be here. It's good for us to be here. He said, it's good for us to be here. When you've lost your edge, you need to get here. When you lost the power and you've lost what you feel that the Lord has anointed you with, you need to get here. This morning, if I'm talking to anybody, it feels like their drains slap out. You need to get here this morning. You need to get to this place this morning where I'm going to show you in the text this morning. You need to get here. Maybe life has just overwhelmed you. Maybe things of this life has just drug on you and pulled on you. And you need to get here to this place this morning. If you have a copy of God's Word, I ask you to stand in Mark chapter number 9 and beginning in verse number 1. And the Bible said, "And he said unto them, Verily I say unto you that there be some of them that stand here which shall not taste of death till they have seen the kingdom of God come with power. And after 6 days, Jesus taketh with him Peter and James and John into a high mountain apart by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his raiment became shining exceeding white as snow, so as no fuller on earth can white them. And there appeared unto them Elijah with Moses, and there were talking with Jesus. And Peter answered and said to Jesus, Master," there it is, "it is good for us to be here. Let us make 3 tabernacles, one for thee, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. For he wist know not what to say, for they were so afraid. And there was a cloud that overshadowed them, and a voice came out of the cloud saying, This is my beloved Son, hear him. And suddenly when they had looked round about, they saw no man anymore, save Jesus only with themselves. And as they came down from the mountain, he charged them that they should tell no man what things they had seen till the Son of Man were risen from the dead." Our Father and our God, as we bow in your presence this morning, it's what a blessing it is to be able to come to your house and to worship you in spirit and in truth. Father, my prayer this morning is, I pray it enter into the throne room of heaven, that if there be any burdens this morning, they be broken before they walk out. Lord God, if there be anything, any sickness, any pain on their lives, I pray this morning that you remove it before they walk out of this place this morning. Father, if they be one lost, that you would save the man, woman, boy, or girl that's lost. Lord, I pray this morning that we get to that place, Father, when we've lost our edge and we've lost the power and we need you. Father, I pray we get to that place this morning that we can say it's good to be here. Lord God, I pray this morning for the next few moments, you guard my throat and guard my thoughts. I pray that the message be clear. I pray it be correct this morning, and that the Word of God, the Holy Ghost, takes it this morning and goes somewhere that this preacher can't go, and that is to the heart of every man, woman, boy, and girl. Lord, I pray it get past between their ears this morning and it get down into their heart. I pray it get down into their soul, into their body, into their spirit this morning, Father. Lord, I'd be careful, so very careful, to give you all the honor, all the praise, and all the glory. I ask it in Jesus' most holy, precious name. All of God's people said, amen. Amen. This morning as we come and we read this text, oh, Peter said in verse number 5, and that's what I want to preach on. He said this, oh, Peter, I want you to know, he made a very profound statement. He made a statement that would ring true even today. And here's the statement that he said. And Peter answered and said to Jesus, here's what he said. He said, Master, it is good for us to be here. And you say, preacher, where is here at? Where is that place at this morning that we need to get to? I say to you, number one, it is in the presence of the Lord. Hey, at this church and the pastor of this church, we need to get to the place that we're in the presence of Almighty God. God. I'm not talking about coming into a worship service like this, but we come in to get into the presence of God. Hey, get right where God is. I don't know about you, but there's been times as your pastor, I've walked into this local body church and I've walked in and walked out and not felt the presence of God. Hey, there's people all around me that would be feeling the presence of God and be filled up from the top of their head to the bottom of their feet, and I walk out them back doors. Hey, can I preach this morning just for a little while? Hey, do we have the authority this morning to preach, thus saith the word of God? There's been times I've walked out of them back doors and not felt the presence of God. There's been times I've stood behind this sacred desk and I've preached, thus saith the word of God, and not felt the presence of God on my life. Hey, the things of this world will take your edge, it'll take your power, and it'll beat you down. It'll put you in a place that, hey, you need to get alone with God and you need to get in the presence of God. Hey, look what the Bible says in verse number 3. The Bible says this. I'm talking about getting in here, getting into the presence of God. Hey, where God is, and you know you've been there. I don't know about you, but when you've been face to face, hey, with the risen Savior, and you've seen God high and lifted up, hey, nothing else won't do. Can I get an amen? Hey, nothing else won't do. Hey, when you've been in the fire, I want you to know, hey, smoke won't do. Hey, smoke being blowed up all around you, it won't do. Friends, I was born in the fire, and the smoke won't do, brother boy. Hey, and this morning, I want you to know, in verse number 3, he said, and his raiment became shining. Hey, when you get in the presence of God, you're going to see some things that you've never seen before. You're going to see God when you get here and you get to that place. You're going to see God in a whole totally different way. He says in verse number 3, that presence of the Lord, and his raiment became shining, exceeding white as snow. Hey, this morning, I want you to know, it didn't come white as snow. It come exceedingly above, whiter than snow. I can't imagine how shiny that was when they got into the presence of God. There was no darkness there, Brother Tony. There was nothing but light there. And that light shined out. And that light shined through, all the way through in the presence of God. I want you to know, there is no shadow when you get where God is. There is no darkness when you get where God is. There is none of them things there. The only thing, when you get in the presence of God, the cares of this world has to take the back seat when you get in the presence of God. The problem I find in my life is sometimes I don't take time to get into His presence and where He'd want me to be. The Bible says, and His raiment became shining, exceeding white as snow, so as no fuller on earth could whiten them. Have you ever been in there? Hey, when you got in the presence of God and nothing on this earth would do. Hey, the things of this world wouldn't please you. The things of this world wouldn't amaze you. The things of this world wouldn't excite you. Have you ever been that close to God? And you know what I'm talking about this morning. When you used to have an edge about you. Hey, when you used to have fire about you and you breathed it everywhere you go. Friends, this morning it's good for us to be here. Number one, in the presence of God. But let me show you number two. Not only in the presence of God we need to get to this morning. Hey, but we need to get into the power of God. I'm talking about where God would have you to be, right in the midst of that power. Hey, if you get in His presence, you're going to be in His power. Amen. Hey, this Saturday, me and my wife, we had to be in Fayette at 12 o'clock. And it was about 11 o'clock and she called. I'm talking about when you get in the presence and you don't even know you're there. And she called and she said, you're running behind and we're going to have a bath. I was muddy from the top of my head to the bottom of my feet. There was no way I could go to that place and present myself that way. I had to go home and take a shower and clean up. And as I got going down the road, we stopped to get a cold drink, stopped to get us a soda pop there and gewing. And as we walked out of the store, the Holy Ghost of heaven, I don't know what happened, I don't know why, the Holy Ghost of heaven said, open the door for your wife. And I walked over to the truck door and I grabbed it and I opened that door and she got in and I closed the door back and she said, well, thank you. And we got going down the road. I didn't think nothing about that till I got to the funeral home last night. I'm talking about doing what God has called you to do right in the midst of it, even if it's something little. I got to the funeral home last night and Brother Tanner Trentleman's mama come right up to me. And when she come up to where I was at, she said, I got a question for you. And I thought, oh my goodness, what have I done? What have I done messed up on? Hey, what have I done wrong? And she said, do you always open the door for your wife? And I looked at her and I said, what do you mean? She said, I was in Gwin today and you didn't know I was nowhere around. You didn't know that I was anywhere to be seen. And I seen two people who are the cutest couple I'd ever seen. Thank God for that. Amen. I look better when I'm around my wife. Me and you ought to give an amen right there. She said, I seen you open that door for your wife. You didn't know nobody was around. Hey, but I seen what you've done. Friends, I want you to know when you get in the presence of God, it don't matter who's around. When you get where God would have you to be and you get in that presence where He's at, the power of God will shine down on your life for the whole world to see. You say, preacher, did you do that to be bragged on? No. Hey, but it encouraged somebody down the road. I'm asking you this morning, have you lost your edge? Have you lost your power? And you need to get to that place and get here where the presence of God is. I'm talking about when you walk out of church, you don't care if it's 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock. Oh, you know you've been in the presence of Almighty God. Friends, when you get in that presence, you'll get in His power right where He would have you to be. Look with me in the text, if you will, in verse number 5 there. He said not only was they in the presence of God, but they got in the power of God. Look what happened here. And I love this. He says this, and Peter answered. Then they appeared unto them Elijah and Moses in verse number 4. Can you imagine him looking up after the transfiguration? He looks up there and he sees old Elijah. Hey, I'm talking about the old mountain preacher that would call fire down from heaven. Can I say to you, he didn't lose his edge. He preached us, saith the word of God. And then he looked up and seen an old timer named Moses. I wonder who I'm talking to this morning. Hey, that old Satan's told you to give up and get out. Hey, I want you to know there's some kids that are watching you. Hey, there's some people in this church that are watching you. And one day they want to see you in heaven. They want to see you up there. Friends, this morning I want you to know when you get in the presence of God, you will get in the power of God. You'll see things that you've never seen before. If Peter would have not have been in his presence, he'd have never seen his power. He brought them two old times of saints back. And look what he said. And there appeared unto them Elijah and Moses, and they were talking with Jesus. If you ever get in his presence, you're going to have a little talk with him. Amen. You're going to have a little talk with him. This morning he got there. He see the presence of the Lord. I see his power. And Peter answered and said to Jesus, look what he called him. He called him Master. No longer, he said, Jesus. And then he stopped and he said, Master. That means I'm under your control. When you get in his presence, you'll get under his control and his power. You'll get under what he has you to do. Look what he said. And Peter answered and said to Jesus, Master, it is good for us to be here. What did he knew? He knew it was good to be in the presence of the Lord. He knew he'd seen something he'd never seen before. At this church, I'm looking for something that I've never seen before. And that's the hand of God to set down on here like never before and never come off of it. And Peter answered and said, Jesus, Master, it's good for us to be here. And let us make 3 tabernacles, one for thee, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. And let me give you this. When you get in the power of the Lord, it'll leave you speechless. Not only will you talk, but you'll be speechless. You won't know what to say. Look in verse 6. For he wist not what to say, for they were so afraid. And there were a cloud that overshadowed them, and a voice came out of the cloud saying, and this is God. He's speaking down on Jesus here. I want you to know you're talking about power coming from the glory world. You're talking about power that would shake heaven. You're talking about power that would shake this earth. You're talking about power that shook the gates of hell. You're talking about power, friend. He spoke down. He said, this is my beloved son. Hear him. Hear what he's got to say. Friends, this morning I want you to know, I want you to hear what God's got to say. He wants you to get back there where you used to be in his presence and let his power be all over your life. Because, look, the third thing, he wants to protect you from the wiles of the devil. Look, he said the presence of the Lord's there. The power of the Lord's there. But the protection of the Lord is there. Look with me in verse number 3. And suddenly when they had looked around about, they saw no man anymore. Any hindrance that would take your eyes off Jesus, when you get in his presence, you get in his power, he's going to move it. Don't you look to a man to lead you and guide you. You look to Jesus. Don't get your eyes on the things of this world. Don't you get your eyes on the things of this world. See, when they looked up and they seen Elijah and Moses, they was trying to put them right beside Jesus. And he said, oh no, I don't share my throne with nobody. It's either me or it's not me. It's either all in or it ain't all in. Look what he said here. And he said, and suddenly when they had looked around about, they saw no man anymore, save Jesus only with themselves. The only body Peter, James, and John saw when they looked up, the only body they saw was Jesus. As your pastor, when I look up, all I want to see is Jesus. Amen? And I want you to know the crowd that we run around with, the world that we live in, it is so easy to get your eyes off Jesus. It's so easy to get your eyes off the cross and get it on the crowd. It's so easy to look horizontal and not look vertically up and down. And this morning, as your pastor, I want this church, I want me as a pastor to get to that place where we don't come in routine and do routine things, but we see God move in a mighty way. We see His presence, His power, and His protection on this local body. And He does that, number four, because He has a purpose for you. See, He puts you in His presence. He puts you in His power because He has a purpose for you. He wants to protect you and guide you. When you're on fire for God, you're not thinking about the things of this world. When you see something that changes you completely and totally, you're not thinking about the things of this world. But here's the problem. You got to come to Him. To get to where He's at, you got to come to Him. To get to where He's at, you got to come to Him, and there's some things that you're going to have to leave behind. My son, this is so simple. Man, this is so simple. It's so simple. For you educated folks, you're going to say, that's so simple. I know it is, but God spoke to me so loud, Brother Jake. See, when you're simple-minded, He can't speak to you. I mean, you don't say you get His presence. You don't need nothing. All you need is Him to talk. That's all you need. His power, man, all over your life. And yesterday, Kaylee's friend, Kyler, that's her boyfriend, I reckon, he come to the house. And my son is loving Spider-Man. He is loving Spider-Man. I'm talking about, son, everything Spider-Man, Spider-Man, Spider-Man. And Kyler come in with this on. Here, Brother Hagin. Nah, I'm playing. And he come in. With this on. And he come in the door. And you know what he said? Spider-Man? Spider-Man? He thought he was in the presence of Spider-Man. He thought he was in the power. Look on up here. Don't duck your head. You got on one right now. That you need to get off and get in the presence of God. And then he said, Spider-Man? And Kyler said, no. And he looked at him and he said, Kaka? Kaka? You looking like Spider-Man, but you don't sound like it. You look like a Christian, but you don't sound like it. You look like a Christian, but you ain't acting like it. You look like you all in the presence of God, but I don't see His presence on you. You act like you got power all over your life, preacher, and I don't see a bit of power. You look like you got all this protection all around you. I said, God, how do I get that back, what I need? And He said, you're going to have to take that mask off. You're going to have to get off what's hurting you, what's holding you back, and what's distorting the truth inside of you. When Kyler took that mask off, his hair was a mess. And you know what he done? My son started doing, I won't touch you on the face, I'm sorry. Start saying, Kaka, Kaka, Kaka. He was in His presence. No longer was he scared. No longer was he being led to believe something that wasn't true. But he had finally got there. This morning, I don't know who I'm talking to that's wearing one of these. It all fits good in here. You wore your best. You cleaned up the best. You got to the paint shop this morning, women. And you painted up, looking good, coming in here, but inside you're eating slap up. You're so sick and tired of not having the presence of God on your life. You know you're saved, but you don't feel Him no more. You don't feel it no more. There's things that's got you wrapped up, and you don't feel the presence of God like you used to. And the cares of this world is draining you. And you're going down, down, down. Well, we should be going up, up, up. And it's draining you. And you say, preacher, I'm at my wit's end. I don't know what to do. You got to get in His presence, but you can't get in His presence with your mask on. If you walk into where he is with this on, he'll make you take it off. You can't be something here on Sunday and different on Monday. This morning they said in the Sunday school lesson that in the old times when they had movies, they called them hypocrites. Here's what they did. Because they would act out a play that really wasn't them. That's what they did for a living. And that's where we get the word mask. Mask. You're hiding behind a mask. And you will not get the presence of God like you need it hiding behind your mask. The power of God will never be on your life like it needs to, hiding behind a mask. The purpose God's called you for is greater than you. You'll never fulfill it in your life hiding behind your mask. And when you've got this on, you're not in the protection of God. You got two choices. You can go where he says and be in his protection, or you can go on your own and be out of his protection. If I'm wearing this to please Brent Gunner, I've messed up. If I'm wearing this to fit in your crowd, I've messed up. If I wear this to fit in this church, I've messed up. There's only one thing I should be doing, that's looking to Jesus, the author and finisher of my faith. This morning, I want to ask you this question. Are you there this morning? Are you at that place you said, I'm tired of this. I am sick and tired of this. You may not like what you get, but I'm fixing to give you Jesus. You may not like what you get, but I'm fixing to be just full of Jesus. Get there in your life. Get there and let the presence of God dwell all over you. Let His power, when you go somewhere and you walk up, people know you're there. Me and my daughter had this conversation the other day. Have you ever walked up to somebody and you just talk anywhere you want to, knowing they're a Christian? There ain't no power on their life. But have you ever walked up to a man of God and you know to watch your mouth? Because the power of God's all over him. The presence of God's all over him. And that purpose is coming out in his life. And he's protected that individual. This morning, I want to ask you a question. Here's what he told him. Let's look here before we give time of invitation. If you got your mask on this morning, get it off. Get back what you've lost. Look what he says. And as they came down from the mountain, I wonder who I'm talking about this morning. You know this is all over you this morning. You know that's all over you. And when they came down from the mountain, he charged them that they should tell no man what things they had seen. This morning ain't my business what you're dealing with. Ain't none of my business what you're dealing with. Let me tell you what my business is, though. To preach, thus saith the word of God, and tell you if you got your mask on, get it off. If you got it on, get it off. Get right where God would have you to be. Don't be a hinder. Be a helper. And look what he said. And as they came down from the mountain, he charged them that they should tell no man what things they had seen till the Son of Man were risen from the dead. Can I say to you this morning, he's got a plan for your life. And he can't fulfill what he wants to do in your life when you got your mask on. When you've got this on, you're not in the presence of the Lord like you need to be. You're not in his power. And his purpose is not coming through in your life. Who I'm talking to this morning, but I would about agree there's several of you on the same page I've been on. If that's you this morning, you ain't got to tell me nothing when you come to this altar. It ain't between me and you. Ain't that good? It ain't between me and you, Miss Scott. It ain't between me and you, Miss Gunner. You know who it's between? Me and Jesus. And he's the one knows if I've lost my edge, and the only way to get it back is take that mask off. I'm going to ask you, is it good to be there? When you get in his presence, it'll be worth it all. Father, I love you, and I thank you for this morning. I thank you for the freedom just to preach this, saith the word of God. Lord, I don't know what daddy I'm talking to right now that, boy, he's been doing good for so long. He's been holding on to his own for so long. But that rope's getting slimmer and slimmer. Father, I don't know what mama I'm talking to that is at her wit's end. She's held on all she can hold on to. And she needs just to let go and let you have the will in her life. Lord, I don't know who in here this morning that's one thing one way and another thing another and got that mask on. But Father, they can get to that place where they can say it's good to be here. Right in your presence. Right in your power. Oh, right in your protection. And see your purpose over everything. Father, whoever I'm talking to this morning, I pray they lay it down this morning at this altar. And Lord, they just get right where you'd have them to be. Quit worrying about what the crowd thinks. Get their eyes on the cross. I ask it in Jesus' most holy, precious name. All of God's people said.